Welcome to part two of a special Christmas audio extravaganza, Highly Favored. It is a production of 1010 Thrive. In our previous episode, we explored the historical context of the prophecy of Emmanuel and witnessed the fervent prayers of Joachim and Anne for a child. Will their prayers be answered? And how will this child fulfill God's divine plan?
Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, who is mighty and merciful. I come to offer this sacrifice in thanksgiving for his steadfast love and to seek his favor.
You are a man of wealth and uprightness, but I must ask you a question before you proceed.
What troubles you, Reuben? I have brought my offering as commanded by the Lord.
You come to seek the Lord's favor, yet you and your wife remain childless. Do you not know what the scriptures say? Children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Your lack of offspring is a sign. Perhaps you're not as blessed by God as you believe.
Reuben, my wife Anne and I have served the Lord faithfully all our days. We have prayed without ceasing for a child, but we cannot command the will of God.
If you were truly blameless, Joachim, the Lord would have blessed you with offspring. Your sacrifice is not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. Go and cleanse your household before you dare approach his altar again.
Reuben, the priest, turns away dismissively, leaving Joachim standing there, stunned and humiliated. The crowd murmurs softly, some in pity, others in judgment. Joachim exits the temple, clutching his sacrifice, his steps heavy with sorrow. He finds a quiet place outside the city, near a grove of olive trees. He collapses to his knees.
O Lord, my God, have mercy on your servant. Have I failed you? Have I sinned against your name that my offering is rejected? My heart aches for a child, but more than this, I long to remain in your favor. Do not turn your face away from me, O Lord.
Meanwhile, Anne is at home, sitting near a window, her hands clasped in prayer. She gazes out, waiting for her beloved husband to return.
God of Abraham, hear my cry. I am barren and broken, yet I trust in your timing. If it is your will, grant us a child, but if not, give us the strength to endure this sorrow.
The sky darkens, and a faint light shines over Joachim in the olive grove. An angelic figure appears, radiant and commanding, yet full of compassion.
Joachim, your prayers are heard. The heavens have listened, not one word blurred. Your faithfulness shines in a world of gray. Return to Anna without delay. Speak of hope where there was none. Wisdom flows like a river run. The Lord sees what your heart has sown. In her womb, joy has grown. Anna will bear a daughter so bright. Blessed shall grace this earth.
Joachim looks up in awe, the light illuminating his tear-streaked face. He clasps his hands in gratitude as the angel vanishes, leaving him renewed in hope. In Nazareth, Anne, weary from the trials of the day, lays down on her sleeping mat. Within moments, she drifts off to sleep.
Anne, why do you pray night and day for a child? Has not the Lord blessed you with so much?
Indeed, I am grateful for all that the Lord has done for me and my husband. There is but one thing we lack, a child of our own.
Why do you want a child?
To bear a child is to participate in the blessing of creation, to nurture life and guide it toward righteousness. I desire not only to remove the reproach of barrenness that weighs upon me, but to offer back to God a life devoted to Him, a living testimony of His grace and mercy.
The Lord has heard your cries and answered your prayer.
In the barren lands, you bring forth life anew, turning ashes into gardens, proving what's true. Every tear and heartbreak you mend with grace. In a sea of darkness, you show your face. Oh God of miracles, you make a way. When there's no path, you lead us day by day. From despair to hope, your love does shine, making the barren fruitful by design. Every shattered dream you restore with light. In the depths of sorrow, you show your might. No situation too hard, no mountain too high. You're the way out when the wells run dry. Every hopeless heart you hold and renew, bringing forth promises like morning dew. Your faithfulness, it guides like a lighthouse glow. In the stormy seas, you're the anchor we know. Oh God of miracles, you make a way. When there's no path, you lead us day by day. From despair to hope, your love does shine, making the barren fruitful by design.
It's a girl.
Jehovah be praised. And Anne, how is she?
She's fine, just exhausted from the labor.
Thank you so much for your help.
What will you call her? Your daughter?
Mary. Her name is Mary.
In a humble village, quiet so warm, a child was born with grace to transform. Blessed from birth, her heart so pure. Mary carry love, a gift to endure. Stars above whispered her name. Innocence wrapped in a simple fame. With a gentle smile, she spread the light. Mary the blessed in the silent night. Oh Mary, full of grace and love, guided by the stars above. In your eyes there's a peaceful glow from your birth. The blessings flow.
Who is like the Lord our God? He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
To be continued.